Before long, Mary also had to tell her father Joachim about the visit from Gabriel. Like Joseph, he too must have wondered how such news could be true. He knew the scriptures well, but must have questioned how it could be that his daughter was in fact the chosen one. Joachim, his wife Anna, Joseph, and Mary spent agonizing hours praying for answers.
Right from the start, she had my heart. Once our eyes met, my life was set. From this day on, I would teach her all I knew. To give her life to you, I've done my best, but I don't understand, so I'm leaving the rest in God's hands. Start. She had my heart, that beautiful face, so full of God's grace. I prayed that God would keep her safe within His arms, protect and answered God's call, but I don't understand, so I'm placing it all in God's hands, in God's hands, right from the start, she had my heart. It's hard to let go when I love her so. I've tried and tried to figure out what I did wrong. Along. I just can't see, and I don't understand, so it has to be in God's hands. I can't believe this is happening to me. What I've been told.
When Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, he also said to her, "Even now Zechariah and Elizabeth are rejoicing in God, for they too are expecting a son, a child anointed of God who will prepare the way for Jesus, the Messiah, the baby you now carry in your womb. Go to her, Mary, for the child she now carries lies dormant, awaiting a touch from the Holy Spirit. At the sound of your voice, the baby in her womb will leap for joy in the presence of God's Son. Do not tarry. Go to her, Mary." Like Joseph, Mary's father Joachim also likely needed time alone to pray and learn to accept that God had chosen Mary to become the mother of his son. So Mary, her sister, and her mother traveled together to visit Elizabeth and Zechariah. When Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, the infant she was carrying leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out and said, "Most blessed are you among women, Mary, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Still full of doubt, Joseph needed a sign from God to help him accept the fact that Mary, his betrothed, was in fact carrying the Son of God. One restless night while Joseph slept, an angel appeared to him.
has chosen you and Mary to be his guardian.
Joseph awoke convinced that Mary was telling the truth. He now knew he too had been chosen to love and to help raise Jesus, the Son of God. At this time, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. So Mary and Joseph left Nazareth and traveled to Judea, to Bethlehem, the city of David. Mary and Joseph were anticipating Jesus' birth as they arrived, but they soon learned that all the inns were full and there were no rooms available. A kind innkeeper offered to let them stay in his stable. Their powerful love for God and for each other no doubt put their fears to rest as they prepared for the birth of the baby Jesus.
Nothing will stop us, a love forever.
Jesus, Mary's firstborn son who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, was born that night in a stable in Bethlehem, just as the prophet Isaiah had foretold. The King of Kings was laid in a manger, and a bright light, the brightest Mary and Joseph had ever seen, shone in the sky over Bethlehem that night, marking the place where Jesus was born.
The star showing the Father's love, and twinkling bright, illumined the darkest night. The Son of God is born, His holy, blessed born.
For God so loved the world that He sent His to everyone. Can't you feel His love pouring down from heaven above? Tonight heaven came down. Just now a piece of heaven came down to the Messiah's glory, hallelujah, Savior, our deliverer, God's own Son.
So the Savior of the world came to fill our lives with hope and meaning and purpose. They called him Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
A tiny village, a lonely stable, no one suspected.